And a story now about music, which for millions of us means digital music. Last year, almost half of all Americans paid for audio streaming services like Spotify. Still, the vinyl record industry is booming. People under 30 are driving the increase in vinyl sales, and that demand is reviving an industry long thought dead. Ali Schweitzer of member station WAMU visited a new record pressing plant in Northern Virginia.
I'm inside a cavernous warehouse watching the metal rollers of a conveyor belt spin around and around. They're whisking away stacks of freshly packaged Beck albums. The 12-inch LPs slide down a ramp and plop onto the conveyor belt. You won't hear that on Spotify, but you will at this place. I'm at Furnace Record Pressing in Alexandria, Virginia. It's a new record manufacturing plant that opened amid skyrocketing demand for old-fashioned vinyl.
This is where the sleeved vinyl gets put in the jacket.
That's Nicholas Tolson, Furnace's sales director. He's showing me around the plant's assembly room, which smells faintly of plastic. Furnace has been in the vinyl business for about a decade. It used to outsource all its pressing to a plant in Germany. At the time, presses were in short supply in the U.S. But in the last 2 months, Furnace has been manufacturing its own records.
So this is the actual press room. This is where records are getting pressed.
Tolson takes me into a room full of noisy, heavy-duty machinery. Workers in here are minding a hulking pair of bright orange record presses, each about the size of a small SUV. These presses use immense hydraulic pressure to make playable records out of melted PVC. That's the same type of plastic found in pipes and window frames. A metal plate stamps grooves onto the PVC, and a few steps later, you've got a playable record. On any given day, Furnace might be pressing records by a local band right next to reissued classics by Lead Belly or Jerry Garcia.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
Mark Ryder oversees manufacturing at Furnace.
It can do a record every 30 seconds, basically.
These machines are state-of-the-art, built recently by a company in Canada. As vinyl sales have soared in the last decade, at least two companies have begun building modernized record presses. But like any mechanical equipment, these contraptions sometimes fail, Ryder says.
All of a sudden, it'll just start making bad records, and it'll take an hour and a half to 2 hours to figure out what went wrong. Or maybe nothing went wrong, it just decided not today.
When that happens, workers simply melt down the bad batch and reuse the PVC. Owner Eric Astor says that messy process is part of the beauty of pressing vinyl.
It's like farm to table, right? It's a little bit more organic.
Astor says listening to the rich sound of vinyl, studying its artwork, and just holding a recording in your hand fosters an appreciation for music that's tough to get from an online stream.
Vinyl presents music in a way that you're looking at a phone screen or looking on YouTube or something does not. And it sounds great. So it's the perfect imperfect medium, if you will.
And Astor says it's a medium more young people have begun to appreciate. Vinyl sales have started to cool down after years of massive growth, but artists large and small still keep Furnace plenty busy. Astor says soon Furnace will be able to press between 7 and 9 million records annually. But his longer-term goal is to train the next generation of record press technicians.
A lot of these folks that have been in the industry for a long time are starting to leave the industry, and we need to try to get all of their knowledge into our brains.
That's why Astor says Furnace is on the lookout for high school or college-age apprentices who want to learn the trade. Young people helped bring vinyl back, Astor says, and now the industry's future is in their hands. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Schweitzer.